I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over a million people are protesting Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych's stand against joining the European Union. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says this has created another ministry opportunity for evangelism. Trained next-generation church leaders are asking for
100,000 copies of Gospel of John that this young Christian leaders will be able to distribute among protesters in Kyiv, because we believe that the gospel will transform lives, lives of individuals, lives of families, communities, and entire nation.
$100 provides 200 copies of the Gospel of John. How can you help? Well, we'll connect you at our website, but please remember to pray. Next, a lot hangs in the balance for the next few weeks. Gospel for Asia will be deciding who gets Christmas and who doesn't. These are gifts that'll give hope and the gospel to families in India. GFA has to determine who gets the rabbits, chicks, goats, cattle, sewing machines, and much more. And these items will be used to help families earn a living and help them out of extreme poverty. The gospel's part of it, too. There's only so many gifts, though. So to help make that decision easier, you can join in by making another one available. There's a link at our website. And if you're a parent, how would you feel if your doctor treated your child's upset stomach by cutting their belly? According to Living Water International, that's normal for the Dagara people in Burkina Faso. Paul Darjeleck.
It's all just completely unnecessary because, you know, the root of the problem is bad water.
Life is turning around for this small African country. By bringing clean water, LWI has also brought knowledge and hope that ultimately connects to the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World. When you help MNN with your gift of any amount, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.